The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
When I leave out, I'm not walking alone. You can join me by joining them. I talked about this last night. Barack Obama is going to try, I think, to force the military and law enforcement to adopt smart gun technology. Now, for me as a layman, you know, I can sit there and go, that's just stupid. Just because it worked in Skyfall doesn't mean it's worth having. But I'm not a weapons designer, and my next guest is and has been, and he's one of those level-headed engineers that at the same time knows how to strike right at the heart of the matter. It's been a while since he's been with me, but joining me again from LightnerWise Manufacturing is Paul LightnerWise. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You were telling me the whole premise behind the smart gun technology as it began. Tell that again, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting in hearing the news from the White House. You sort of go back to what had gone before. And the original, from my perspective, the original premise for smart gun technology came out of a study done back in, I believe, 1980s, and it was regarding law enforcement deaths, and one of the disturbing findings of the study was that a number of or a disproportionate number of law enforcement officers died. They were shot with their own pistols, service weapons, and the conclusion of the study was, well, we have to develop a smart gun that only the police officer themselves can use. That way, the thinking was, that way the criminal, if they get a hold of the gun, they can't use it on the police officer. But what the study failed to account for was that the actual majority of deaths and injuries resulting from the officer's own weapons were actually self-inflicted, either suicide or attempted suicide or accidental discharge, negligent discharge, something like that. So the premise of the original studies was actually flawed, which kind of makes you think that everything that came after that was equally flawed. So it seemed to me that it was very, if you start with a flawed premise, then really nothing good is going to come after that. And I have a lot of experience in smart gun technology, so it was kind of interesting that this came about and you called me up and were able to discuss it.
You've actually toyed with the technology, haven't you?
Yeah, quite extensively, and I mean on various levels of smart gun technology. So everything from a firearm that can distinguish the the user to, you know, what we'd like to term as intelligent firearms that can tell you how many rounds you fired and diagnose themselves. So within that vast range, there's some very good stuff and some very bad stuff, and it's very important to be clear about which is which is the good stuff, the stuff that can actually benefit, and which is the bad stuff that should be left well alone. So, you know, that's really where the position I come from on this.
With most of the guns that are out there, I mean, there's plenty of electronics all over a gun, but none of the electronics that are on a gun influence the way the gun operates. Is there ever exactly. going to be a moment when this is, in electronic technology, is there ever going to be a moment where we could expect 100% reliability out of a gun that you introduce the firing mechanism rely on electronic? Is there ever going to come a day, in your engineer's eye, I mean, is that even possible?
In a laboratory, it's possible. Based on my experience, I would say in the real world, to take a product which in and of itself is not 100% reliable, you know, it's about 99.9% reliable, and to introduce a additional factor that acts against that reliability, I don't think it's a good idea, and I don't think it would ever be feasible at the levels of money people would be willing to pay to have such a system. Does
yeah,
that answer your question?
Well, it does, but I mean, like, the one gun that's out there right now, the Armatix IP1, that system, in order to make that system work, is $1,800. Just to buy it. But yeah. you got to buy the watch. You got to buy the watch.
Mm-hmm.
What military service is going to buy that? What law enforcement agency is going to buy that?
One aspect of it is financial, but I think the overwhelming aspect is liability. What happens when that gun doesn't fire when it needs to fire and someone loses their life as a result? Who's responsible for that? Certainly, we would never offer anything that would in any way prevent the weapon from firing. The only way you could do that is to have a default setting that if the mechanism failed, the weapon would fire anyway, and then it kind of defeats the object of having a smart gun in the first place.
I think with the Armatix, if the battery dies on it, I think it goes back to being a regular gun.
Yeah, so you take the battery out, and what happens?
But
if your fallback position is not that the weapon will fire as intended, then you have a massive liability problem. But if your fallback position is that the weapon will fire as intended, if everything else fails, then it really defeats the object of having a smart gun.
Right.
And it's not a difficult equation. I mean, we looked at various methods from fingerprint recognition, biometrics, separate item to unlock the gun, hence the, you know, like a wristwatch. That particular model uses all of those technologies. And all of them will work to varying degrees of success in a laboratory environment. Introduce them into the real world. Introduce them into inclement weather, into hot weather, into a cold weather. Introduce them into an environment when someone's sweating or someone's hands are dirty or someone's wearing gloves. And you suddenly drop your reliability factor to around 10%. Does that strike people as being sensible?
Yeah, I don't know. Coming up on the first break, Leitner Wise Manufacturing, go check them out. They, and you guys, we'll talk about what Paul, how you know Paul, because all of you AR-15 aficionados, you know who he is. We'll be right back. My guest this hour, Paul Leitner Wise. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
It truly takes all types, and it takes people like my guest to deal with the stupidity of the world as it's presented to him whenever it's being shoved in his way. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Be one of me. Join like I am. My guest this hour is Paul Leitner-Wise, and if nobody has made the assertion, you have made an AR-15 or two in your time, haven't you?
Yeah. I think that's a fair statement.
Anybody out there that's ever seen LWRC AR-15s, this is the man that it all began with, and you've moved on since then, right? Now am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. We've evolved the design of the carbine a long way. We're prototyping a new handgun design at the moment, which is very exciting. We're working on some advanced technologies in directed energy weapons. And, we're always exploring new technologies as they can be applied to firearms, part of that. And the term smart gun, the smart gun from a political standpoint at the moment basically means a gun that is only going to fire when the authorized user has it. But in reality, there is technology that you can put into firearms now that make the guns, as opposed to dumb guns, smart guns. It just doesn't disable any of the functions of the weapon. We tend to focus more on that side of things from a reliability standpoint, rather than this sort of panacea that politicians like to put out, and I think it's a little more sinister than that. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but I think it's a little more sinister than that. If you have smart guns, it's going to end gun violence. It's not. You and I both know that. I think it's just a means of restricting firearms ownership. But that's my personal opinion.
Now, we can go down the rabbit hole, because I've talked about this before. Apple patented a technology that I don't think they've ever deployed, but they patented a technology whereby they could get into a grid square wherever there was Wi-Fi and cell signals out there and flip a switch, and a protocol would go out that would take all of the Apple devices, iPads with cameras, iPhones with cameras, and disable the cameras and the capability of sending out text messages with the camera. And why would somebody want to do that, you ask? We can make all kind. Maybe in Connecticut when they started confiscating guns, if Malloy ever grew a pair, something like that, and they didn't want those to get out. Maybe that would be when they deployed it. But I take that sort of technology, which does exist, and I apply it to the smart gun, to the hot switch on the smart. I think they want to put a hot switch out there. And, right now, currently with the Armatix, I'm pretty sure that there's probably, they never put out what spectrum the watch talks to the gun with. So you might be next to a cordless phone and your gun get disrupted. So I don't mind going down that rabbit hole. You feel free.
No, I'm not going to speculate on, such technologies, whether they exist or not, because implementation is a major factor. And if we look at the fact that there are reputed to be 300 million firearms in the United States, they're not going to disappear overnight. There's a cost to manufacture, to build in features into a weapon that actually mean that weapon can only be discharged by one authorized user, is going to add a considerable amount of cost to the weapon.
Right.
Now, New Jersey, I believe, and I'm not sure if it still is, but it has on its statute the fact that it's within 3 years of a smart gun being available on the U.S. market or available to purchasers in New Jersey, all weapons sold in that state must have that smart gun technology.
Right.
Which basically means that every other weapon is suddenly outlawed. And because of the high cost of these weapons, you're suddenly restricting ownership to a very small percentage of the population, who are probably the people who are making these rules in the first place, if I can say that.
Sure.
So there is that element. I mean, I can't come at this from a yes. Does the technology exist to shut things down? Obviously, yes, it does. I come at this from the perspective of the user requiring a firearm, a defensive firearm, to work when that weapon is required to work. And if that weapon doesn't do so, that's a big problem. And as I said in my opening comments, you know, firearms aren't 100% reliable. They're, you know, at best they're a very simple engine, particularly semi-auto. It works very similar to a internal combustion engine. But they're not anywhere near as reliable as an internal combustion engine because there's a massive price difference between the two. So the levels of engineering that go into internal combustion engines for automotive use or for aircraft use are on a totally different scale spectrum to those that go into firearms, because if you're selling something for $200-$400, it's not going to be the same as, you know, $200,000-$400,000 for aeronautical use, or you know, a tenth of that for
right.
Automotive use. So there are those levels of reliability that you start with. You have a machine that's you're expecting it to, you know, ignite a primer, the primer to ignite the charge to send the create gas and send the projectile down the barrel, and then if it's a semi-auto or an auto, that it to successfully eject that and reload the next one, relying on the spring in the magazine. And so there's all these factors in there anyway that engineers have to deal with to get the things working in the first place.
Right.
And then to put in an interlock system that could suddenly disable that, it seems to me to be a very bad idea.
Hang on a second, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. I want to ask you about some things that could be done that don't take the guns and make them inert. My guest is Paul Leitnerwise, Leitnerwise Manufacturing. This is Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Still got a little bit of junk happening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. My guest this hour is Paul Leitner-Wise from Leitner-Wise Manufacturing. Just going by their first flawed premise that, cops were being killed by their own guns. Was that what brought rise to the retention holster, as an example?
Possibly. I mean, I'm not really qualified to discuss that.
Okay.
You know, my level of expertise is really in the firearms platform themselves. So, it happened around the same time, and I would assume that was probably something to do with it.
Yeah, doesn't it, from an engineering standpoint, wouldn't it be easier to make some sort of a mechanism to hang on to the gun better than to take the gun and make it recognize you by some biometric voodoo or something? I mean, from an engineering standpoint, doesn't that seem to make better sense?
Well, it depends what you're trying to achieve. If your premise is that the gun should not be removed from you forcibly, that's fairly difficult. Say you need to pass the gun to somebody else because you've become injured.
Right.
Then, anything that retains that gun on your person is going to hinder something like that. So apart from obvious ergonomic features that make the gun feel better in someone's hand. I don't consider any means of retaining that weapon on somebody's person to be something that is solely good. And I can come up with a lot, as you could, come up with a lot of counterpoints as to why that would not be a good idea, particularly, you know, with regard to law enforcement or military. And it's interesting that this White House push, this presidential push is sort of, if you'll excuse the pun, put law enforcement in the firing line.
Yeah.
Not altogether sure that they want to be used as guinea pigs in this. And even so, I don't contend that it's a good idea in any case.
I don't think it's a good idea either. But I mean, I'm sure you still talk to people. Is there anybody out there genuinely? Is there even a market for a smart gun besides what the government wants? I mean, I don't think the government wants a gun to make things safer for us. They do nothing to make crime any better. They do nothing to stop crime. So their premise that this would save lives for me doesn't hold any water. Is there any sort of market for that?
You know, there's a niche market for everything. Is there a mainstream market for a gun that can only be used by an authorized user? I don't believe there is. I mean, just think, you're at the range and, you know, you want to try the new firearm that somebody has, and they offer you to try it, and then you've got to go through either a biometric analysis, so the weapon recognizes you, or you've got to put on a piece of jewelry, which may or may not fit, or something. It's there might be a niche market for that amongst people who want to have something different. There's always early adopters of technology, and then, you know, that technology goes away. It's found not to be, commercially successful. We've all seen that in our lives. So, but is there a mainstream market for it? Absolutely not. I just don't think there is. I might be completely wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure I'm not. I'm pretty sure we would have seen a customer demand for it. And I think walking into going to any customer who's, and let's face it, all firearms by and large are defensive. They're a defensive weapon. They're not really an offensive weapon.
Right.
And we can play with semantics on that, but that's the reality of it. It's a means of defending yourself. If you're talking about an offensive weapon, that's artillery, aircraft and battleships and things like that. Those are offensive. But the guys on the ground, they're really carrying defensive weapons, and they're mopping up. So to go to them and say, hey, we've got this technology here, and it can only be used by you, the good guys. It can't be used by the bad guys. And I think is not going to give them the warm and fuzzy feeling they want to hear from someone selling them a product.
That's just my
warped idea on it, you know?
Well, no, because, when you're going through training, when I was in the military, half the time they would say that all of this was some sort of a confidence training, gas mask confidence training, and they would get you out there and make you see that it works, and having confidence in something you're going to run into combat with, is a plus. Thankfully for me, most of the technology that I have tried and discarded has been holsters. I've got a box of those. I think everybody does, but until I find that one that works for me. But
right.
the premise of trying to force a market to happen with the guys, with the people that are the professionals riding these things, running them on a daily basis, I just don't see how that's going to work. I don't see who's going to adopt it. I'm waiting to see what the political ramifications are going to be, because it's an unfunded mandate is what it boils down to, unless he's just only doing it with the feds.
Yeah. I mean, they talked about sort of cash prizes and grants and awards for industry on this. But I think, in this current charged climate, any manufacturer that took the government's coin to develop this technology would find either their share price dropping precipitously or their customers leaving them in droves. I don't think that's an unfair statement to make. And we've seen it before. We've seen it with, during the Clinton administration. We saw what happened to.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in the next segment. I want to expand on that. We got about a minute and a half left on this one.
So I just don't see there being a market. And certainly, I don't think it's a safe technology. I don't think it's a reliable technology. I've looked at it for years. I'm not just saying this off of the top of my head. It's something I've studied in depth. It's something we've developed, and we walked away from it. It's not feasible.
Well, at least I don't feel like, for the longest time I was like, is there a possibility this could ever work? But I mean, it takes me to set the biometric button on my iPhone, just to set it, just to get it to read my thumbprint and set it to recognize that. It takes about 5 minutes. And then it takes about 3 tries every time I want to open the phone with that. And it's not a long 3 tries, okay? But then again, I don't have any rounds coming at me in those 3 tries.
So. Exactly. And then also, how long does it take for the, you'll swipe the phone, the phone will open, but it won't actually open. Then you've got to wait for it to catch up with the action. That's fine when you're using a phone.
Right.
It's not fine, as you say, when you have rounds coming at you. Or you're in a situation trying to defend your family, trying to defend your home, trying to defend your colleagues. It just doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
All right. My guest, Paul Leitner Wise, will be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station,
million U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Just like I said,
we want to make this quick because I want to get all of this information out. My guest this hour is Paul Leitner-Wise. We're talking about the stupidity of trying to force smart gun technology on the people that actually need a gun to be very reliable. The federal government before Paul has tried to decide and manipulate the market in the past. We have experience with this. What happened in that particular moment?
Well, I think we discussed this earlier, and certainly we discussed it in your last interview that you and I did, and that
right.
related to the crime bill and the so-called assault weapon ban, which effectively negated any development of assault weapons during that period. And as we correctly hypothesized, that really had ramifications way and beyond the commercial market. It really had strong ramifications for national security and the defense of this country, because the development of technologies now is carried out by the private sector. It's particularly in regard to firearms, but also for most of our defense requirements. It's the private sector that put up the money. It's the private sector that come up with the ideas. And the only reason they're doing that is because there's a market there. There's a market that they can hope to gain a portion of, and that creates the return on investment. Well, you suddenly take that market away. Why are private enterprises going to invest in something that they won't get a return on? So it's very dangerous. Its ramifications are not just limited to what happens in the civilian, the commercial world, but it the ramifications go way beyond that.
I remember when I was in the military when they were switching from the 1911 to the M9. And I remember how many guns got involved in those trials. And that's because they all got involved in those trials because they knew that if they developed a gun, that even though if the military did not buy the gun, they still had the civilian market they could sell the gun in. And
exactly.
I mean, everybody was involved in that. I mean, everybody was coming out with a double stack gun. And Beretta got it. But then, you know, all of a sudden, the Ruger P-85 or the P-89 is still in existence today.
Yes.
And that was one of the guns that came out of those trials, as well as quite a few other guns that came out with the double stacks. And that's, you know, that's just the... Only now are people beginning to say, well, I'd like a slimmer profile going back to the single stack.
But, yes, yeah. Because that's in view, because the concealed carry market has grown.
That's right. It has shaped that market, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you have a loosening of laws and regulations relating to concealed carry, and you suddenly develop a new market. And product moves into that market. It's not just the firearms, but it's, you know, the holsters and people desiring training and there's the ammunition side of it. So there's this whole market sector that suddenly is created because regulation has moved away from that area, allowing a market to develop. If regulation comes in and prevents something, then there is no market to develop. So who's going to develop that? The expertise and technology dies at that point.
I don't, I wasn't paying attention when the crime bill and everything took effect, when the assault weapons ban took effect. In 2004, when they finally lifted that and, you know, we could go back to having an A2 cage on the end of a barrel and everything. What was it still the M16A2 as the issue weapon for our infantry and for our ground people?
Yes. Yeah.
So it didn't advance one step from the time when they issued it to me in the 80s to 2004.
Exactly. But then look what's happened since. In the 12 years since then. Look what's happened. Look what weapons have been developed for military use initially, and then moved into the law enforcement and commercial markets, whether they're new to versions or not, they have moved into that market. Before that, there was nothing. I mean, in the 80s, you saw a little bit of, ACR, Advanced Combat Rifle, idea. And the problem with that was all targeted solely to the military with no commercial market at all. And then, of course, when the Soviet Union ended, the war came down in Europe and Germany reunited, the military side of it vanished immediately. How many of those products do we see today? We don't see any of them. We don't see any of the products that were developed during the 1980s. For a replacement to the M16, we don't see any of those on the market now because they were geared solely for one purpose only. And when that disappeared, they went away.
Yeah, I
nobody thinks, nobody looks at the big picture. You know, they all look.
Well,
at
I mean, you can't the government getting involved in business. I mean. It's never good. It's never been good. Anytime the government wants to get involved in anything, I just go, post office!
Yes, or health care.
Post office, health care! That's all I care about. And you know, I'm waiting to see how this plays out. From the, you know, if I take it all the way to the nth degree, I realize the government doesn't have any real money to subsidize anybody wanting to do any R&D into smart guns. It's going to be way too expensive. Nobody's going to be able to afford them. Retrofitting is completely out of the question, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Just wouldn't work.
So how does it solve the problem? You know, this much-vaunted problem of gun violence, which is a term I absolutely hate. It's
right.
Violence. That's what it is. It's violence. It's not gun violence. It's violence. How does it deal with violence? It doesn't. It doesn't at all. It doesn't make any difference to that. It's even if you could implement 100% foolproof system and you put it in place now, it's going to be 4 or 5 generations before that has any effect on the existing market, on the existing inventory of firearms. So tell me how it helps. It doesn't. It's a refusal to look at the real problems behind violence.
When is
that's
that,
what, this, that's what politicians should be doing. But they're not going to do that.
No, they're not. Just as out of curiosity, I know you're developing a handgun. Is that going to be a single stack?
The handgun we're developing is a modular system. If you think of the AR,
right.
You can really go out and buy an AR, and then you can tailor it to how you want. You can put different uppers on, different stocks. Different
like a set of Legos.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the handgun that we are developing is on a similar principle. If you want it to be a single stack, it's a single stack. If you want it to be a double stack, it's a double stack. You can change the length of the barrel, the slide. You can make it a concealed carry. You can make it a service pistol. It's multi-caliber as well. It's built around a common frame. It's very clever how we do that.
Are you going to have that? I'm about to run out of time. Are you going to have that at the convention by chance?
Not this year. We were hoping to, but there's no way on earth we can do it this year. I would anticipate something at SHOT Show and NRA 2017.
I'll have to be looking for that. I may have to just actually break my own rule and go to SHOT Show. I'm not a big I have no idea. I have no desire to go to SHOT Show. But, I mean, for that, I might have to go see that. That would be something.
Well, we will keep in contact, and if there's going to be something there worth you seeing, I will make sure you're fully aware of it.
Leitner Wise Manufacturing. Check him out. Check out he's got stuff that he's selling right now today. Just not the LWRC. He's moved on from that. Thank you very much for being my guest this evening.
Thank you, Phil. I really appreciate it. It's good talking to you again.
Likewise. All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.